Hey everyone, and welcome back to Daily Stoicism. I'm your host, Madison Lane, and let's face it, we all have that one friend who just seems to bounce back from every setback like they are made of rubber. Ever wonder how they do it? Today, we're diving into a topic that can be tough to swallow but oh so essential. How to develop a positive relationship with failure. Now, I know what you're thinking. Positive relationship with failure. Sounds about as appealing as a root canal. But trust me, this isn't about ignoring the sting or pretending it didn't happen. This is about reframing our entire perspective on those stumbles and missteps so they actually become stepping stones on the path to success. Let's be real, failure is an inevitable part of life. It's like gravity, it's always there, and sometimes you just gotta learn to fall gracefully. But here's the thing. We often spend way too much time dwelling on what went wrong instead of focusing on what we can learn from it. Think of it this way. Failure is like a giant cosmic teacher constantly throwing curveballs our way to test our resilience and help us grow. So, how do we cultivate this positive relationship with failure? Here are 5 key takeaways to keep in mind. 1. Reframe your language. The words we use have power, people. Instead of saying, I failed, try, this didn't go as planned, but I can learn from it. That small shift in language takes you from feeling defeated to feeling empowered to analyze and grow. Remember, a setback isn't the end of a story, it's just a chapter. 2. Embrace the learning opportunity. Think about your favorite athletes or artists. They didn't achieve mastery overnight. They practiced relentlessly, made countless mistakes, and learned from every single one. Failure is simply feedback, valuable information that tells you what needs adjustment. So ask yourself, what can I learn from this experience? How can I apply this knowledge to future endeavors? 3. Focus on the process. We often get so caught up in the outcome that we forget to appreciate the journey itself. Remember, success isn't always about reaching a specific destination. It's also about enjoying the process of learning and growing along the way. Celebrate small victories, acknowledge your efforts, and focus on continuously improving. 4. Build resilience. Life is full of ups and downs, and those who bounce back from adversity are often the ones who have developed a strong sense of resilience. This means being able to cope with setbacks gracefully, maintaining a positive outlook, and using challenges as opportunities for growth. Remember, you are stronger than you think. 5. Seek support. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to friends, family, mentors, or even a therapist. Sharing your experiences and getting support can help you process setbacks in a healthier way and gain valuable insights from others who have walked a similar path. Now, let me paint you a picture. Imagine you're working on a really important project. Maybe it's a presentation for work, a creative writing piece, or even just trying to learn a new skill. You put your heart and soul into it, but when the time comes to present, you completely bomb it. You feel embarrassed, discouraged, and maybe even tempted to give up. But instead of letting that one instance define you, what if you took a different approach? What if you used this experience as fuel to learn and grow? You could analyze what went wrong, identify areas where you need improvement, and come back stronger next time. Maybe you realize you need to practice more, or perhaps you discover a new strategy that works better for you. The point is, failure isn't the end of the road. It's simply a detour that can lead you to an even greater destination if you choose to embrace it. Remember, friends, developing a positive relationship with failure takes time and effort. It's a journey, not a destination. But by reframing your mindset, learning from your mistakes, building resilience, and seeking support when you need it, you can transform those setbacks into stepping stones on the path to success. So, what are you waiting for? Go out there, take risks, embrace challenges, and remember, even the greatest successes are often built on a foundation of failures that we'll learn from. And don't forget to share your own experiences with me. I'm always learning from the amazing community we have here. Until next time, keep striving, keep growing, and keep those stoic vibes flowing.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.